Welcome to the Dreamwalkers podcast. Join us on a journey beyond the boundaries of reality, where dreams come alive and adventures unfold. In this series, we follow the extraordinary escapades of a young boy named Jin as he explores the captivating world of dreams. Fasten your seatbelts, or should we say, your sleep masks, as we embark on whimsical tales, mysterious realms, and the boundless imagination of the Dreamwalkers. Gloria, Desp, Bell, Keela, and the Sirens emerge in an enormous plaza. In the center of it are Jin and Grandpa. In front of them are three judges who look like titans.
You two have brought a lot of distress and disorder into our world. You broke an infinite number of rules and tried to invade worlds in which you have no place. Your actions have done harm to our balance, and that is unacceptable.
Why do you humans always try to stick your nose in everywhere?
Let me say, that is my fault. I wanted to see my dead wife and Jin just came after me. He didn't do anything wrong.
Silence. We didn't give you permission to speak. Taking into the account the circumstances, your ages, and the rules you have broken, you, the old man, will serve your sentence here until the end of your days. And you, the younger one, can go home with a lifetime ban on ever coming back here.
Jin stands in front of Grandpa. He protects him and won't let anyone take him.
No, don't you dare! That's my Grandpa!
Jin, it's okay.
Jin cries, but keeps standing on front of Grandpa.
Don't take my Grandpa. Please, I'll do anything, but don't take him.
Tears fall from his eyes.
Jin, don't!
No, please, don't take him, please. Please.
Gloria can't watch. She cries too. Desp feels sorrowful.
This is the only way to maintain balance.
Gloria comes forward and stands in front of Jin.
How can you do this? They haven't done anything wrong.
They brought a lot of distress.
I heard that.
Desp comes forward to Gloria.
Hello. Sorry, I'm here for a second. Okay, don't you mind? You may have heard about me. I'm Desp from Nightmares.
So?
What if I, as Desp from Nightmares, vouch for Jin and his grandpa? I promise that they won't come back.
That's not enough.
Keela comes forward too. He and the Sirens approach Gloria and Desp.
I believe that the Sirens will vouch for them too. But it's up to our new leader.
He looks at Gloria. She is surprised and touched by it.
Yes, yes! The Sirens are ready to give their word that Jin and Grandpa won't ever disturb you again. Just think about how amazing this world is. The biggest punishment for them would be exile, don't you think?
Why are you doing that for these humans?
Because they are our friends.
The judges are confused. They talk, discussing the options. Finally, they make a decision.
In that case, you are free to go, but you shall never tell anyone about our world or ever come go back. Do you understand?
Yes, yes!
They disappear, and everybody is transferred to the small island between two trees.
We did it? We're free!
They can't believe their luck. Gloria, Desp, Jin, and Grandpa embrace and dance.
Yeah! Aha! Gloria, you found your power!
I have, but that's because of you.
Desp feels a little ashamed.
Jin, I'm sorry that I...
Are you serious? After all you've done? I should be saying sorry and thanks to all of you.
And me. I'm sorry, Jin.
For what?
I put you in danger, and I didn't believe that your friends were real.
He jumps into the boat that is by the island.
And for eating all your candies when I get back.
No, they're mine!
Jin jumps into the boat, too. They notice Charon, who looks scared again.
Oh, well, hello again!
The boat sails away. In the hospital room, alongside Grandpa's bed, there is a bed occupied by Jin. Both of them are in a deep sleep. Pauline and David sit attentively beside them. David tenderly holds his wife, and we observe the fatigue and traces of tears on their faces. At last, Grandpa stirs awake.
Wow, I slept like a baby!
Dad? Oh my God, Dad!
David squeezes his hand tightly.
Good morning!
They turn around and see Jin, who yawns and stretches.
I can't believe it.
Pauline and David are so happy. They cry and kiss Jin and Grandpa.
How is this even possible?
We just like to sleep.
They laugh. Doctors peek into the room and can't believe it either.
It's a miracle.
Pauline comes out of the closed bakery. It's dark and she's looking for somebody.
Boys, it's late. Time to go home.
David comes over to Pauline. He looks fresher and less tired. He embraces her. Jin and two boys run over.
See ya. Grandpa!
Grandpa runs over too from an upset boy.
I won!
He shows them a handful of sweets.
They'll stop play with you in chess.
Don't be so grumpy.
Everybody goes into the bakery. Later, Jin and Grandpa sit on the roof with Desp and Gloria. They eat croissants.
It's so delicious. Your mom is a magician.
She is.
If you're here, who's in charge there?
Oh, don't worry. For Belle, giving orders is a holiday.
Desp stands up.
Well, it's time to make people fight with their fears. Can't wait!
He slips away into the distance. Grandpa stands up too.
And for me, it's time to sleep.
He flies to his room. Grandpa settles onto his bed, holding a cherished photo frame in his hands. A hint of sadness crosses his face. He perceives a gentle motion behind him. Turning around, he discovers Grandma gazing at him with affection. They share a quiet moment, sitting together, and she rests her head on his shoulder. This was the 10th episode of the Dreamwalkers podcast. Thank you for joining us on this captivating journey. If you've enjoyed this show, please take a moment to rate the podcast, subscribe, and share this episode with your friends. Sweet dreams.